Of Midas 8th Mishnah. Kloin Soy Shel Eres Hoyu Kuvuyim Nikoisle Shel Hechel Nikoisle Shel Ulo. There are beams of cedar wood that were positioned from the wall of the Hechel, which was the Beis Mikdash, and to the anteroom of it Kidei Shelo Yiv At. So that walls won't cave in. That was as a support to keep the wall from the of this anteroom. The anteroom was positioned between those anteroom in front of the Beis HaMikdash. So between the wall of the Beis HaMikdash and the other side of the anteroom, these were the supports of that room. Shashur shel zavei kfum b'tikvah se'ulam. They had golden chains in the roof of this anteroom. Shebehem pirchei kuna oilam v'royim satoris. The young Kohanim used to climb up there and they would see the Atoras, different crowns that were made up over there. Yes, yeah, something's made of gold on top of the windows of the Hechel. Shenema Atoras tia lechelem uletuvia ulidayo lechem ben Sfanya lizikoron the Hechel Hashem. These crowns that were made were donated by these people, and it was something that they have as Zikar in the Beis Hashem, that they had the schism donating this thing, the covered of Beis HaMikdash. Aside from this, there was a Gevin Shel Zov, Hoysoi Medes HaPitzvu Shel Hechel. There was a grapevine made out of gold on the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. Mudla Gavik Lunsos, it was supported by beams. Chamisha Menadev, Ola, Ogage, Oeshkel, Mevi, Vatoilabo. People want to donate gold to the Beis HaMikdash. One of the ways they do, they take a piece of gold that will look like a leaf or a grape or a bunch of grapes and hang it on that grapevine out of gold. Mevi, Vatoilabo, he would hang it up there. Rabbi Eleza, the Rebbe Tzaddik, Ma'isa Hoyel is a Ma'isa. They need no less Sholosh Meyas Koinim. They need 300 Koinim to move this golden grapevine. There was so much gold put on it.